Seattle's city council will take up an ordinance today that lawyers say is unprecedented. The council is scheduled to vote on whether to allow drivers for ride-hailing companies such as Uber to form unions and collectively bargain for better pay. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
Companies such as Uber and Lyft say the drivers are independent contractors because they choose how much and when to work. Company executives say the drivers like that flexibility. But Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien says he's concerned it leaves the workers without a safety net.
When Uber classifies their drivers as independent contractors, they make them exempt from minimum wage, from paid sick leave, from Social Security, from all the types of protections that we have in place.
And he's concerned that Uber and Lyft have dropped their prices for rides so low that they've made it difficult for any of the drivers to earn a living, whether they operate traditional cabs or drive their own vehicles for the ride app companies. So he's proposing a city ordinance to let these independent contractors do something they've never been able to do under federal law, form a union.
We were trying to figure out, how do we restore a job that creates a path to the middle class for some of these immigrant refugee drivers or anyone who chooses to drive. And the idea is, can we give them the power to negotiate the terms of their employment or some power to do that?
I think what they're trying to do will ultimately be found illegal.
Todd Lyon is a partner with the employment law firm Fisher & Phillips. He says one problem with the proposal is that federal antitrust law prohibits independent contractors from banding together to set prices.
The ordinance is basically having these independent contractors engage in what's called price fixing.
Lyon says a lawsuit is a virtual certainty. O'Brien says he hopes that doesn't happen, but he acknowledges this is something that hasn't been tried before. He says other cities, including New York, are paying attention. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.